Hey, you are now listening to the That's Why We're Single podcast featuring DB, Ellie to the Owen, and Raven A. Listener discretion is strongly fucking advised.
Keep your head up, right? Keep your head up, staying focused on my grind, I ain't got time for nothing. DB and Leon is on the line, what's up? We got Dre on the way, yeah, we shine like summers. And the times done change, it's hard to really know who you can trust when it come to love or lust. Yeah, the homies go back, way back, like back in 92. It's up like blue.
What up, what up, what up? We know it's been a minute.
What's up, world?
How y'all doing? What's up, the fellas are back. That's why we're single. If this your first time here, welcome. If this your first time back in a minute, welcome back. This your man, DB.
This Chicago, nigga!
It's your boy, Ellie to the O-N. No King of Champagnes this year. Or this day. I got Snapple Apples.
Detroit!
Snapple Apple. Okay.
Fire.
If you want to. No, I fuck with it. It's fire.
Fire.
You just not drinking today, or is this
to
continue?
Listen. After yesterday, I didn't realize how, I don't know how I got to where I got to, but I got there.
We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened.
And then we got
Dre with an A here, you know what I'm saying? And the A today going to stand for amazing because it's an amazing day outside.
It is.
And we're sitting in the fucking house.
It's an amazing fucking day.
You know, it is what it is. So let's get this thing going.
Quarantine. We done lost how many fucking days? We done been locked down.
Nigga, I don't know.
It's
like day 50 or something.
Yeah. I don't even count no more. I'm gonna bring something to the fellas' attention real quick before we go into why we've been on this little hiatus. But doesn't it feel good to curse on the mic again?
Yeah, motherfucking hoe.
Right. So if you've been wondering where the fuck we been, you can blame me. We had a special guest last week. Shout out to Tiffany Campbell. She did her thing. Toxic. We're going to bring her back onto the show again because she definitely has some knowledge to spread. So we tried a new setup. You know, quarantine brings out the creativity in people. So I decided that maybe we can record it on one omnidirectional microphone.
Just one mic.
Yeah. So easier setup. You know, not having to deal with a whole bunch of technical jargon that you guys don't want to hear about. But in a nutshell,
it ain't work.
That shit sounded horrible.
It ain't work.
So in addition to that, Tiffany asked us not to use profanity on that episode. So we recorded a whole almost 2-hour episode not cursing. I think we were about 95% successful.
And I was the 5% that messed up.
Leon was definitely the 5% that fucked
up. I ain't gonna lie.
But it does feel good to get back on the mic and have absolutely complete free speech, even though sometimes you're not supposed to curse, but it just feels good. It's just if you in the moment and it just happened, you ain't supposed to curse. You know, we want the church people to listen to us, you know.
Man, they curse too.
You want people to be able to listen to this in front of their impressionable kids.
They kids cuss.
You want people to listen to this, recommend it. You know, want our parents to listen to it.
My mama definitely cuss.
I don't know if I feel comfortable with my mama talking, hearing me have a conversation about pussy and shit. Like, I just don't know. Like,
I mean,
we ain't crossed that bridge yet.
Never mind. I was going to say you are what you eat, but you know, I ain't calling no pussy though.
Yeah, we're going to skip on that topic. We got a lot to get into because the world has given us a lot of shit to talk about. So we got a lot to get into. But before you get into that, you know, make sure that as always, you're following us on our social media platforms. Simply put, just go to Linktree/That's Why We're Single to get links to all of our social media platforms. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, have any events and anything like that that we may be throwing. Obviously, we're not throwing shit now unless it's illegal. And niggas is getting caught up for that shit. But yeah, we'll be in the crib for a minute. Looks like states and shit starting to open back up and shit. So who knows?
June, July, man.
Dre is over here fucking itching to throw an event.
Man,
he's literally scratching right now. Like he just wants to fucking throw an event right now.
June, July. Nah, I mean just because like I said, I had my whole weekend this weekend canceled. I had a whole weekend planned and the whole weekend canceled.
That's crazy.
So, you know, I don't know when it'll be back up or when I'll pick something back up. But as of now, gonna roll with the punches. So June, July, I think we may be back actually open and functional. But again, shit, who knows? With Atlanta doing Atlanta right now, they said they got spiked right back up into, you know, it's another 1,000 or so in one day.
Yeah, my nigga. So, like, did y'all see what happened in Chicago last night?
No.
Oh, yeah.
So
whole outside.
Niggas was on the strip. Now, we got a strip on the south side, like, when niggas, like, had their little car clubs and shit. Niggas go out there, they just hang out, chill, whatever. Motherfuckers was on the cars twerking. It was a nigga out there on a horse. Yes, a nigga was out there on a whole ass horse. I don't know, but you know TMZ got a hold of it. And because, obviously, it's in a black community, they twisted that shit to be like, we just fucking savages and dumb shit like that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it looked fucked up from the media's perspective. But it's just people just are itching, no matter what your nationality is, your race is. People are itching to fucking get back into the mix.
The whole Michigan thing going on as well.
Right, niggas in Michigan showing up to the Capitol building, fucking armored up and shit. No injuries. I heard of no arrest. Yeah. Definitely no fucking fatalities and no shit like that. Like, absolutely nothing. But we know that that's a whole nother topic for a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day that I'm pretty much fucking am tired of talking about. Nate, like I said, that was going to be my next line. I ain't even what the fuck we're here to talk about. But we do got a lot of shit to talk about because it has been a lot of shit that's been going down, even though motherfuckers have been locked up in the crib. So without further ado, let's get into some free game.
It don't cost much to pay attention. Drop that beat. It's free game on the That's Why We're Single podcast.
Free game.
Free game.
Free game.
That's what I'm talking about, fellas. So the first one we're going to talk about, we're going to give this man his just due rewards. We're going to make sure that he gets his roses while he can still smell them, because I think when you come on social media, you are entitled to the good. You're entitled to the bad. And when you fuck up, you're going to get this work.
Facts.
So we got a gentleman. I'm not even going to fucking say his. I guess I'm not going to say his fucking Instagram name, whatever the case is. But pretty much, if you have been on social media in the last 5 days, you definitely have either heard or commented on this situation. But in a nutshell, the man, you know what I'm saying, graduates, gets his law degree from Southern University.
Big ups to him, though.
Big
first
ups
off.
To them for getting that. Absolutely. Get that, absolutely. But his first post that he used, instead of, you know, thanking everybody to help him get there or however the shit is, he used it pretty much to bash black women. It's weird as fuck. Like, I'm going to read a little bit of it, you know what I'm saying? And obviously, we're going to make sure he get his roses real quick. But pretty much, in a nutshell, it says, now that I'm JD, in parentheses, bar number loading, I've entered into a new arena of black men. And in this arena, I'm the prize now. Don't just take my word for it, though. And before you kill me in the comments, let me drop some stats for you for your ass right quick so you can see my point. He goes in to talk about how black women are outnumbered by black men by 2 million.
Is that a fact?
I don't know. I didn't fact check
okay.
this shit.
I just want to know. Okay.
But just goes into this whole, what's the name? It's like, black women don't want to deal with a black man who's gay, down low, has baby mama issues, felony convictions. Unfortunately, statistically, 37% of black men are in jail, and a third of black men have some form of criminal record. Black women don't want to date down. Additionally, black women want their mate to be attractive. So with him gaining all of this access to the very small percentage of people that are black man, single, quote unquote, attractive, heterosexual, no criminal record, no baby mama drama, and have some form of, and I'll put this quotation mark, some form of high paying career potential, that now black women, end quote, that now the majority of black women are competing against each other for, who's the real prize? I'm going to let y'all talk about it, and then I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say the best for last. So,
okay. So with that being said, this is my first time actually seeing this. Of course, yeah, I mean, I saw it on social media, but this is the actual first time me hearing it and me actually digesting it. He went about it all wrong, to be quite honest. I think his intentions were good, to be quite honest, but when he got to the point where he's saying like he's the prize or whatever the case may be, that's where he low key fucked up. Well, I ain't gonna say low key, high key fucked up. So, yeah. He high key fucked up because of the fact that, he definitely has, you know, potential. And I use that word because he said potential. Another thing that he put in there was his bar number is loading. So in my eyes, I've never been, you know, I've never been a person who's, you know, try to pass the bar or anything like that. That doesn't sound like he's even done anything towards the bar yet.
Spoiler alert.
Okay.
He has taken the bar and has failed the bar.
Okay. So with that being said, my brother, you're not really the prize because of the fact that you what have you done? You have done nothing. The only thing you have is a degree. Once again, big ups to that. Because it takes a long time for, A, you get your undergrad, then your graduate, and then you went to, you know, you went to school to get your law degree.
Right, right.
So you was in school forever.
Right.
For the most part. So big ups to you on that. But you sound dumb as fuck, bruh. You sound dumb.
Yeah.
So, but like I said, he went about it the wrong way. If those facts that he's throwing out there are correct, big ups to him for those facts that he's sharing. But, my nigga, you ain't the prize.
Absolutely fucking not.
Yeah, so, Dre?
Hey. I just see it as, that shouldn't have been what your, like, is that the reason why you did it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, is that, you think, oh, now I got this status, now chicks gonna just be all over me. Oh, yeah, women love to see a man that has all this. Yeah, I'm the prize. Like, yeah, I ain't dating none of you. I'm not dating down. For what? It's cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got your degrees, you know what I'm saying? That's good, especially for our community. But it's like, it was no point of you making that post.
At all.
There's no point of you having those words towards women that, hell, half of them probably don't even know you or probably wouldn't even date you.
Or probably don't even care about you.
Yeah, or care, you know what I'm saying? So then that's the thing. If it's a situation of, oh, well, I've been with women that, you know, was dogging me because I didn't have this, that one wasn't for you, bruh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let that shit go. Find you somebody that makes sense, that y'all match up, you know what I'm saying, and move forward. But to put that post, you look crazy at this point, especially now that it went viral.
Yeah.
Because now, you know what I'm saying, on top of it looking crazy, now people gonna recognize you.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute, ain't you the dude that, or you know what I'm saying, you dating a woman and she might be like, wait, you made that post, you know what I mean? Like, because somebody gonna know who you are. Twitter gonna bring it back up. IG, somebody gonna repost. In 2-3 months, like, remember this bozo?
Oh, he's a clown. He's a clown.
So like I said, it's gonna just be hell with you. So at the same time, man, it was just no point. It was uncalled for. But you know what I'm saying, everybody has a reason or motivation. Maybe that was his motivation to get his law degree, was, you know, feeling like women. But I hate that. I will say that though, period. Like, there's a lot of cornballs out here that do a lot of things that beforehand they wouldn't have even been acknowledged by women or have even the little least bit amount of popularity. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just seen people join Greek organizations and do the shit. You know what I'm saying? Try to start throwing parties and doing it that way, thinking that women are going to, oh, you do this, you can get me in, or you can do. Bruh, if you was a cornball before, you still the same cornball. You just got a little bit of power to help somebody. And some women may fall for that. But a lot won't. A lot still not going to give you the time of day. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people see through that.
Absolutely.
So, at the same time, it's like you just did all this to think that you're going, oh, okay, I'm going to do this. And then I know once I get on this, women going to want me. No, you still the same nigga, bruh. Stay in your lane. Keep doing what you was doing. And like I said, the right one, if it's the right one for you, will come to you. But, you know, people got their own motives and want to go out and I just don't understand it, like I said, because I always been, you know what I'm saying, in the stay in my own lane, you know what I'm saying, whatever happens, happens. And boom, I'm here. But a lot of people, man, they crazy.
So before you start,
you know,
I just had another thought. And okay. shout out to the homie Dez for this. He's suffering from the highest case of never been the man, okay?
Yeah.
The never been the man disease, it runs rampant.
Bruh.
Because, like you said, like, niggas will do stuff for clout.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the highest form of clout chasing that I've seen
And it's been a minute since I've seen.
This is the if clout chasing goes wrong.
Oh yeah,
was a fucking person.
Yeah, no, that's it's him.
Yes,
for sure. So like he definitely he suffered from that. Like never been a man. So like you can definitely tell who, like you said, who weren't the cool guys. You can always tell like when someone wasn't, you know, in the in crowd. Like he's doing this all for all the wrong reasons. Like. Being a lawyer is out there for you to help others. Like, so like either you're doing stuff pro bono or if you're doing stuff for the environment or whatever it is, like you got your IP lawyers and all that, so on and so forth. Like, but by you doing this, like just to have this, like this title and stuff like this, so you can have an Esquire behind your name or whatever the case may be, or in front of your name, wherever the hell it is. Like you trash, bro.
The cornball.
You still, yeah, you just, you like, he's like, it's like the bully who got, it's like the nigga who got beat up in school and became an officer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, now I got this power now. Yeah, now like, I'm going to try to embarrass everybody who fucked on me. Like, I'm going to fuck on you now. You feel me? Type shit, though. So, but go ahead, Darius.
Let me clear my throat real quick, man. Y'all have heard me say this 1,000 times on this podcast, if not at least 100. My favorite three words to say, who hurt you? Who hurt this nigga, man? Like, this nigga obviously is suffering from some type of motherfucking hurt where some chick that he wanted to holler to or whoever he wanted to motherfucking holler to, because he's looking real questionable in his goddamn pictures and shit. Somebody broke this nigga heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to say things that my brothers haven't already said, but this is, like I say, this is clout chasing to the motherfucking umpteenth degree. My mans or whoever this is feels like now that he has this degree that gives him some sort of status above other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, my nigga, like, I know a lot of motherfuckers out here that's got degrees that motherfucking ain't doing shit with their life. My nigga, I tell motherfuckers all the time, it's motherfuckers out here that got their masters that I see work at the motherfucking makeup counter at Macy's, and that's no shout. You know what I'm saying? No, you know what I'm saying? Disrespect anybody that's working or no shit like that, but to me personally, like, I feel like, man, like, if you spend all that money on a motherfucking degree and you're not using that motherfucker, man, then you wasted your goddamn money. And that's just, you know what I'm saying, me. You know what I'm saying? You feel some type of way about it at me. When you do dumb shit like this, and we see it from fucking celebrities and shit all the time, that nigga, Black Twitter is fucking undefeated. Black social media is motherfucking defeated. So, of course, when you do some shit like that, niggas is gonna go digging. That's when they found out that this motherfucker ain't even passed the bar. Nigga, so you got a degree and can't even go fucking practice law because you failed the fucking bar. Then come to find out, because you know niggas is always gonna motherfucking dig a little bit deeper, his motherfucking daddy was in trouble over some shit. I think his daddy got motherfucking, like, disbarred. You know what I'm saying? So, like, he coming from a whole generation of fuck-ups. He's coming from a long line of fuck-ups. Like, this just ain't him. This is his daddy. He got it in his blood. Like, my nigga, like, you're a fucking clown, dog. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, you wanted these roses. You wanted this attention. We gonna give you this attention. You know what I'm saying? The fact that you still don't feel no type of remorse about it, you know what I'm saying, is the fact that, okay, if this is what makes you, if this is your motivation to wake up in the motherfucking morning, then by all means, let me give you some motherfucking motivation. This was a goofy ass move. You're gonna have that motherfucking degree. If that's your motherfucking line to go into people like, hey, my name is such and such, I'm a motherfucking lawyer, or I got my motherfucking bar loading, you're a clown. You got no fucking personality. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a joke. My nigga, you are a joke. You are a joke personified, nigga. Like, you are the punchline.
Nigga say he ain't got no personality, though.
This nigga has no personality. You could tell.
That's funny.
Nigga, he's not the type of nigga that I'm, you know what I'm saying, worried about my girl having a conversation with, you know what I'm saying, get smitten by. I know shit like that.
No, I feel you.
Like, you feel me? Like, this nigga's not a threat.
Right.
Like, I hate, and I, like I say, with these clout chases, what Dre was talking about, like, I know plenty of motherfuckers, man, that do something for pussy, that do something for clout. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know niggas personally that you can be like, yeah, this nigga is doing this for the motherfucking, for the clout. I have females tell me all of them, I'm sorry, not females, women, you know what I'm saying, to tell me all the time that, yo, I knew this motherfucker back in the day. This nigga was a lame. This nigga was yada yada yada, who out the chop. You know what I'm saying? So niggas glow up. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? But it's with great power comes great responsibility, my nigga. Like, you got, you know what I'm saying, the power now. Don't motherfucking let that shit go to your head, my nigga. Like, if you doing something for pussy, you always gonna be chasing pussy. You always doing this shit for the wrong things. You feel me? Like, I could go into more detail, but I'm not finna motherfucking beat this dead horse as much as it could be. Cause we can go into a whole motherfucking 2-hour show just clowning this nigga. Like, I put the motherfucking article on my Facebook page. That shit got 130 motherfucking comments, like, in fucking one day. It was some nigga that was on there that was trying to, like, save him. Like, well, instead of talking behind his back, why don't you talk to him, reach out to him and see. What?
Nah, I'm cool.
It's always one.
I'm cool, brother.
There's always one. But, yeah, like, get your role. You wanted these motherfucking roles. You wanted this motherfucking attention. You got that shit. Now that shit backfired. Right now, my nigga, you need to motherfucking lay low. Motherfucking cut that Goldilocks shit you got on the top of your motherfucking head. Just dye that shit back black. Maybe motherfuckers won't recognize you. You know what I'm saying? You need to change your whole motherfucking stilo, whole motherfucking dressing, the brunch slippers with no socks on and all that shit. Let that shit go, my nigga. Like, just motherfucking throw on a motherfucking hoodie, some jeans, come out a new motherfucking man. But, nigga, you're about to get this work for a long ass time. Like, cause you're a clown, and you set yourself up for it, my nigga. You ain't even fucking got a fucking, you ain't even passed the bar to fucking practice law. Nowhere. Man, you just a nigga with a degree, nigga. You got papers to keep you warm, and, like, my nigga, that's all you got. Like, fuck out of here with that, goofy. Man, I tell you, boy. Niggas still be on that shit, man. Niggas still be fucking, niggas still don't learn, niggas still can't, nigga ain't learned shit, my nigga.
Yeah, like, goofy.
Like, you think your motherfucker would learn from other motherfuckers doing the same dumb shit?
And he probably be like,
it wasn't me.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, he probably thought, like, by him doing this, I don't think he thought this was going to go viral, to be quite honest. But, like, if you, like you said, women outnumber us by 2 million. If that is the case, if that's a real fact. So, you posted that.
Yeah, you got three. So if you got women that outnumber men by fucking 2 million,
yeah,
then you got motherfucking double the people to help your shit go viral to get your motherfucking attention. You got so double the motherfucking eyes looking at your ass.
Yeah,
so
that's it. If that was the clout that you wanted, you got it, my G.
You fucking got it.
I wonder. I don't know if you know this, or I don't know if you even attempted. Like, is his page private now?
Page is not private. Has not made any type of rebuttal. No shit like that. He's standing firm on his shit.
Got it.
But I know niggas like that. They fuck up, they gonna stand on they fuck gotcha. Up. It is what it is. Like, he ain't got no shame about it. He's not issued an apology. He's not issued a motherfucking rebuttal. He's not tried to clarify himself. It is what it is. He stands on it. So you gonna get this motherfucking work. Feel me?
Okay.
Next topic, y'all. Let's talk about what motherfuckers shouldn't be doing during quarantine. And that's taking these trips and not having a motherfucking way to get back. So Ruby Rose, if you haven't heard of her, just like me, haven't heard of her, got flown out by a rapper who was celebrating his 19th birthday.
Got flew out.
His rapper's name is Lil TJ. Looked like, according to social media, they're having a great ass time. You know what I'm saying? They was kicking it, doing whatever, you know what I'm saying, like 19-year-old, 18-year-old kids do. However, she didn't have a way to get back. And Lil TJ did not pay for a plane ticket for her to get back to her respective destination. So she was on social media getting clowned by the thousands that follow her because she's a rapper, like I said. Mm-hmm. Getting clowned because they saying, why the fuck would you take a trip somewhere and not have money to get back?
Yep.
So this isn't to play the blame game and say that she's a dummy.
No, she's a dummy.
Or to say that he's the dummy. Both of these niggas are fucking dummies.
So I'm going to disagree. I'm going to say it's her fault, number one, for falling for the banana in the tailpipe. Because, A, she probably did not even ask these questions. Like, all right, yeah, you're going to fly me out, but are you going to fly me back? So that's the first part. That's, like, she need to have done her due diligence to make sure that she had the ability to get back. So It's not his fault that she ain't had no money. It's not his fault that she accepted the invitation. He extended it. Oh, she could have said no. Right?
Go ahead, because I'm listening. I've got you, but I'm just like, my nigga, I'm like, they're 18 to 19 years old.
Okay.
Like, you're speaking from this from a perspective of a mature person.
Yeah.
Kinda. It's debatable. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But
debatable.
Yeah. But yes. So even now, I know some people who are my age who would have done the exact same thing.
Then that's their fault.
There you go.
Nigga, if you in your 30s and you doing it,
that's what I'm saying.
Nigga,
It's the same. I think it goes, it's in the same spectrum because of the fact that, okay, yes, he has the ability to fly her out, right? Okay, of course, he should have been able to fly her back, but is that his responsibility at this point?
Yep.
Why?
Because you flew her ass there. You should have been able to fly her ass back.
Okay, so I'll give you a scenario. We drive together, right? You want to go do your own separate thing, right? I'm telling you it's time for me to go. You say, I don't want to go, and I leave your ass. Whose fault is that at that point?
That has nothing to do with
it. It does, though. It's no, the exact same thing.
That's not a completely different thing.
It is. It's the same thing.
No, it's not. That has nothing to do with it. If I'm fucking, he wasn't ready to leave. He wasn't ready to leave. He was like, I'm still here.
And exactly.
Like, okay, well, you know what I'm saying?
I want to go. You better find your ass way home, then.
It wasn't that. It was that he might have been like, yo, I'm about to leave. How you getting home? And she'd be like, what you mean? You flew me out here. He'd be like, well, shit, I ain't flying you no motherfucking way back.
Figure it
so
out.
That's two different situations, my G.
So look, or, now, okay, then it could be another spectrum in the two. She probably didn't give up the draws. So he was like, nah, I'm cool.
Ooh,
figure it out.
Ooh, you're going to get some backlash on that one.
Like you said, the 18, 19 years old.
Yeah. Okay. 18, 19, that was what okay. I said too. Yeah.
Yeah. So you on that shit too.
It goes both ways.
You on that shit though. Like, so it was like, all right, cool. If you ain't, oh, okay. So you ain't about to do this? All right, cool. Say less. I got you.
I mean,
let's get Dre in here, man.
Honestly, it's like anybody at this point, communication, you got to be. Some people just assholes. Like, that was an asshole move. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
He flew her out. You know what I mean? You know what it was supposed to be. He's probably supposed to fly her back. If y'all didn't talk about it or y'all didn't speak on it, then she probably should have said, okay, I got a one-way ticket. What about the next one? But she probably did. You know what I'm saying? The nigga probably was just being a cornball and I exposed her. Ha, 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 ha.
Got it. Facts.
Those whatever.
Other spectrums. Yeah, you know for sure.
But I can't say that me at 18 or 19, I wouldn't have put all the shit on social media, but
damn,
you know what I'm saying?
Point. Yep.
Who would have been the guy? I might not have bought the ticket back. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, I said I'll fly you out here. I ain't said I'll fly you back.
Right.
Cornball shit you do at 18, 19. You know what I'm saying? But as of now, it's like, all right, if I'm going to fly you out here, then, you know, so I'm going to get you your flight back. Unless we talk about, like, okay, we're going to have, you're going to fly here, I'll fly back.
Right.
Or whatever, then that's cool. But In this situation, no, it just looked corny. And then, like, see, you posted on social media. Relax. Like, I hate when people just, like, that's that clout chasing shit. Mm-hmm. It's like, do we really need to do it? Because if social media wasn't around, then would you even have been in a situation?
Nigga, social media wasn't around. We wouldn't even know who the fuck these two
people
are.
No, I'm just saying, but, like... be a situation of he not buying the ticket back.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't know. He probably would have bought the ticket back. Like, okay, well. But with just the whole clout thing, they wanna have some reason to, oh, ha, 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 he did this, or ha, 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 she can't get back, and she wasn't messing with him. And
right.
It's just to a point now where, like, why?
Absolutely agree. I was gonna say that point because I think there are three things that could have went completely fucking different with this whole story.
Mm-hmm.
The first two obvious. Like, my nigga, if you go, I'm just thinking, like, if you fly somebody out, my whole intuition is that you're going to fly back. That's just me.
But understood. Then again, yeah, no, for
then
sure.
Again, you know what I'm saying? I'm coming from the fucking mentality of somebody that's closer to 40 now than 30.
Right.
You feel me? As far as Shorty's concerned, Ruby Rose, like, don't ever fucking go nowhere if you can't get your motherfucking way back. I don't motherfucking go to the club.
No, that's
and I'm out of money and can't motherfucking get way back.
I will agree with you that that's very true. Like, I always learn this for everybody. Have money no matter what you do. Like, I don't give a fuck if your friend, like, I pay for everything. Nah. Mm-mm. Until I know I can at least, you know what I'm saying, okay, flight 250, worst on the worst, I got to get a flight back, make sure you have that money there because, like you said, you and your friend may fall out during the trip.
Right, absolutely. So anything can fucking happen. Niggas be petty all the time. Like, oh, okay, you want to, you know what I'm saying, act like a bitch? All right, got you. Boom, cancel your motherfucking flight. Now how you going to get home? Now you stuck like Chuck.
And then, yeah, now you looking crazy, you know what I'm saying, because you don't have a way home. And it's like, who do you call at that point? What? How you, you know, because the first thing you have, well, how you get there?
Right.
Why didn't you have no money?
Very first question.
You know what I'm saying?
How you get there?
Yeah. You call any black mama, guarantee, you tell them that, how you get there. You want to think it because, you know, black mamas are the end all be all when it comes to knowledge and it comes to wittiness and shit. And then the third point, like you said, don't put the wisest shit is on social media, my nigga. Like, that was it. Like,
so he was the one who put it out there?
They both put it out there. Because she needed money back, and then he motherfucking videotaped, you know what I'm saying, her, you know what I'm saying, on social media, you know what I'm saying, clowning them because he like, oh, he ain't paying for my motherfucking ticket back, all type of shit.
Oh, so it's, yeah, no, it's her fault for sure now.
It's a setup. It's both of them motherfuckers.
Yeah, no, look, because first off, you ain't supposed to, like, he probably got wind that he was getting clowned. Like, he probably would have, like, if he wasn't going to, if she didn't do what she did, chances are he probably, all right, I got you, I'll take care of it. You know what I'm saying? But the fact of the matter is, like, he saw, like, oh, you want to play me? Like, oh, like, I can't get you back nowhere? All right, cool. Say less.
Yeah, she definitely got the motherfucking, she definitely got her motherfucking just due because they were slamming her on social media for calling her, you know what I'm saying, calling her a dummy. Mm-hmm. They were slamming him for being a broke boy. So there are no winners when it comes to this shit.
I would say he a broke boy. He just didn't pay her way back. That's not being broke. He flew out there.
Nah, he gets some blame in this shit too.
I mean, he definitely get blame, but I'm gonna say, I feel like more blame falls on her than him though, in my personal opinion.
I can honestly agree with that because, like I say, I'm not going no motherfucking where if I don't have money to get my ass back.
Facts.
That's one of them motherfucking family matters. Life lessons that motherfucking Carl probably taught Laura back in the day. Like, probably. You don't go nowhere if you ain't got no money to get your ass back.
Facts.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the easy route.
That's the, like,
that's the number one thing. And she probably even had money, but you know, sometimes it's just the principle. Like, nah, you got me here. You're supposed to take me back.
I don't think she had the paper, my nigga. Because if she had the paper, it wouldn't have been an issue. I would have been like, me personally, oh, it is what it is.
I know, like, but you know how sometimes it's like, it's a principle. It ain't always about, you know what I'm saying? But it's more so the principle. Like, nah, you said you was going to do something, so you do it. Even though, you know, sometimes you may have the money, but it's like, nah, my nigga, you said, like, you know what I'm saying? You go to the club or something, your homeboy like, hey, when we get there, bro, first round on me. You might wait a little bit to be like, all right, bro, first round on you, right? But then, you know what I'm saying, you're going to pull your bread out on your own. Like, all right, well, here, I forget it, bro. You good. You know what I'm saying? I'll buy it myself. But it's like, you know, like, nigga, you said that. You said,
okay,
you come out here, I'm going to get you back. You know what I'm saying? Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to wait.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? Especially, you know, women, they're a little bit more emotional. And she had time to wait. Shit, it's a quarantine. I ain't got shit to do. Bet. I'm chilling.
And don't y'all women be sending no badass comments talking about we are not emotional.
No, y'all emotional.
And don't be sending no comments. We know.
I mean, men, it's emotional.
Yeah, we know. Emotional. We know. Let's not fall.
That's why y'all here. Y'all balance this out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna end it like this. We go into the next topic. Like my man Leon always fucking says, I'm not going out like Willie Lump Lump.
I'm not
going out like Willie Lump Lump.
At all.
Like, if you want to make this a motherfucking whose dick is bigger contest, a dick swinging contest,
yeah,
and be like, okay, you're not going to fly me out, principal or not. Yeah, fuck, man, let me show you my bank account real quick.
Bam. I got it.
I got it. Boom. This nigga's a clown. You know what I'm saying? I did what I had to do. You know what I'm saying? Play as fuck up.
Yeah.
I'll bounce back. I'm on my way back to the crib, buy my album. You feel me? Like,
yeah, she definitely could have flipped this and could have got some dough off of this. Like, easily. Some big money, but, like, I mean, sometimes.
She still got a check. I mean, and you got to even think about it. Like, for him and her, like, it's going to be a different situation. For him, he going to get more backlash. For her, she going to get more love. She going to get some backlash, of course.
Yeah.
But you got to think, it's guys out here that be like, should I fly you out? What you do? Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
like, I'll take care of you.
Yeah,
you're going to return to me right here.
Yeah, where you need to go. You know what I'm saying? These guys probably out there reach out literally like, Do you still need a ticket?
No, yeah, facts. Need to go. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that's how you gotta look
at it. I definitely agree with that. I think she is going to, and I think she definitely will be the winner of everything. She definitely will be the winner.
Absolutely.
But it's still, I think she gets majority of this.
Because right that now. Makes guys, it does nothing positive for him.
Yeah, nah, it don't.
It's like, good. Kind of like the Future situation. When Future, you know what I'm saying? I'm good. Even though he did, but, fly her back or whatever, but. It's still like she was kind of clout chasing because she wanted to get, as much time or, get some money from him to eat or whatever else. But it's like I said, he got you out there. You still got to have some money or something else to make sure you functional.
Right, my nigga.
That's the only thing. I give it that. That's the only thing. It's like you still got to make sure you functional because, like I said, what if something would happen to him during that weekend? He got locked up. He got whatever else. And then now you like. You just out there stranded, ain't got nowhere to go, ain't got no place to, So, it's been a couple situations.
So, did she make it back home?
I don't know. Don't care.
It's been another situation. I even go back, it's a Twitter situation of a dude.
I pray she did, though.
She did. Yeah, you saw the real cold right there. I don't care.
A dude that did that, though. Like, he flew out and had a place to stay.
Yeah.
But he ain't had no money. And sure, you not staying at my crib. I fuck with you, but we not that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where you can just stay at my crib right now.
Yeah.
So let's, go out, kick it a couple of times before I invite you back to my house to stay tonight.
Yeah.
And Buddy was out there living rough. But again, it's like, bro, why ain't you had no money? So,
So he flew out there.
And basically, I'm gonna say this is probably like 2-3 years old. He flew out there basically, I didn't have a place to stay. Like, didn't book a hotel, didn't book nothing, didn't really have no money. Cause thinking, I'm gonna just stay with her. I think they went out to like a little cool little restaurant. He spent some bread, and then they had no money to really So he said, I think like a motel or a little cheap hotel or something like that. Eventually, and then the second day he tried to, She like, nah, you can't stay here. So
I'm never going out of town. I don't got nowhere to stay.
You know what I'm saying? Like
ever.
Nowhere to stay, no money. I'm cool. I'ma just sit at home. I can't do it. But
this FaceTime free, baby. So shit, we gotta act like we on a date.
But you know how it is, the power of the PUSSY.
You're right. 100.
We can curse this week, man. Say that shit.
I just wanted to, it's a song by a Chicago guy, and Jay-Z. Yeah. So
facts. All right, man. Y'all wanna go ahead and get to the next topic?
Let's go ahead.
All right, cool. Before we get into the next topic, really quick, I just wanted to let you guys know. We were going to talk about the whole Henny Palooza, Deuce Palooza situation. We would definitely not be a podcast and not talk about that, especially with the topics.
A bunch of men, too. Exactly. Yeah,
so
yeah.
We wanted to do the responsible thing and make sure that we have the women's perspective on here as well, because we don't want to get on here and seem like we're mansplaining, because there's a lot of things that have been going on other media platforms, podcasts, or whatever the case is, that's saying, the big question is that if she was assaulted X amount of days, X amount of years ago, why just come forth now? And I think that's always the first question that people ask. So instead of us trying to mansplain a woman's situation, we want to do the responsible thing. We want to get an actual woman on here to actually explain and just kind of see what goes through the head so we can go ahead and bust that myth. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about it. We just don't want to be irresponsible about it. So stay tuned to that. Hopefully next podcast or the podcast after that, we can. And then hopefully with that, there is more information for us to discuss as well, too. So we're not ignoring the situation. We're just doing the responsible thing. We hope that a lot of other people that are content creators do the exact same thing instead of just hopping behind a mic and trying to mansplain some shit that, they don't have a perspective on. So we're definitely going to get into that, just not today. But the last thing that we're going to talk about before we take a break, this is just something that was crossing my mind being in quarantine. Because if you're not busy, you have a lot of time to reflect. And so I was reflecting on previous relationships that I've had and just how I was ignoring red flags, trying to think that people would change, trying to think that situation would change because I was in love or really liked someone. And I'm just here to say Like, if you got red flags, whatever it is, if you want to call it a gut feeling, women, if you want to call it your intuition, I'm here to tell you guys to follow your fucking gut. Follow your intuition. Those red flags, it's hard to fucking change. It's, you're not going to motherfucking change the zebra stripes. You know what I'm saying?
Are you saying women?
I'm saying both.
Okay, okay.
I'm saying both. Absolutely. If it's red flags out there from someone that is that has wasted so much time ignoring red flags and not being, not I guess, reaping the fruits of my labor or not reaping the benefits of that, just thinking that a person will change because they like me or they love me or whatever the case, or vice versa. Like, follow your gut. Like, you know good and damn well if a situation ain't gonna change, or, you know, a situation is gonna be like, you know, this shit just ain't, you know what I'm saying, this ain't gonna work. Follow your gut. Don't waste your time. We only got one life to live. If some shit ain't gonna work, 9 times out of 10, that shit ain't gonna work tomorrow. Ignoring those red flags is not gonna fucking, you know what I'm saying, change anything. Follow your gut. Get out of a relationship. Find you somebody that appreciates you, accept you flaws and all, that you can accept the same way. And just be happy. I think that's it.
So when it comes to red flags, I mean, that's, of course, is always personal preference when it comes to that. But also keep in mind, I mean, definitely go with your gut. I mean, but, you know, those sometimes red flags aren't necessarily truly red flags. You just could be mad at the situation or what's happening at that particular moment. So just evaluate first. Evaluate to see, A, is this really, 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 truly a red flag? Like, is this a red flag, and I put this in quotation marks, a deal breaker? Because sometimes the grass ain't always greener on the other side when it comes to certain situations. So just definitely evaluate it. Make sure it is that. Before you jump to conclusions or you say your intuition is correct, because sometimes your intuition is trash as fuck. Yep, I said it. It's trash as fuck. I mean, that's my thoughts on that, really, to be honest.
I mean, red flags are sometimes your thing, but also could be, you know, your own personal insecurity. So you got to make sure that you know what you're really getting into and what mm-hmm. you really want to speak on. I mean, because that's, again, back to communication. It's all about talking to that partner, like, yo, you do this, and you know what I'm saying? I just want to bring it to your attention. Are you aware? Like, you know, mm-hmm. do you know yeah. why you do that? And a lot of times they'll tell you, like, oh, yeah, well, this situation in my past. And then that's on y'all to kind of work on that to make sure that y'all can get past that. Exactly. Now, if it's something that keeps reoccurring, then, you know what I'm saying, that's when that's, can I handle this? Do I want to, you know what I'm saying? We spoke on this 4 times already. Yeah. Is this something that we got to keep going back on? Is this her? You know what I'm saying? Like, is this that person? Like, do they not expect to change? They think that this is the way to keep themselves or myself happy? Are they guarding something? Are they trying to protect
for sure
their own self and not show that vulnerability? So that's what it comes down to, is really just having that open, hopefully, communication with that person and understanding who they are. Sometimes it's going to take longer than 2 weeks, 2 months to get past the my boyfriend cheated on me. Okay, so yeah. he cheated. Yeah,
for sure.
You know, so you got to take your time, and then you don't even know sometimes that, you know what I mean? Like, when a guy phone ring at 1 a.m., it's going to trigger back that red flag, and you know what I'm saying?
Like,
you
start questioning.
Yeah, you start questioning him because your past, it could have been, you know, his mom, his stepdad, or whoever, you know what I'm saying?
Like, it could be in
saying,
trouble, yeah.
Yeah, saying something happened, you know what I mean? So that's the only thing I just kind of like, red flags, you it's tough. It's a little bit of gray area with those.
You it know is. I mean, it's gray area with anything. I absolutely agree.
So right. we just got to make sure that when you start to learn that person, you're genuinely trying to learn that person and understand why, you know what I'm saying, the makeup of the things that they do.
Facts.
And I think that's what we don't question that enough. Like, you know, like, okay, if somebody yelling at you all the time, you know what I'm saying, you might want to be like,
yo,
why
up?
Do you feel like every time, you know what I'm saying, we talk, you got to yell?
Yeah.
Is this something that your mom did? Is this something that, you know, you don't feel like as a kid you were being heard unless you were yelling? You know what I mean? It's so much, it's so many levels to, you know what I'm saying, really getting down to understanding somebody that I don't think we really that we really take the time to really try to learn, and we kind of surface level out of it. And then, you know, when it's too late, then we say, nah, she was crazy. She had too much going on. When it's like, if you'd really took that time to get to know that person, it could have been a little bit different situation. Like, okay, well, I understand, you know what I'm saying? She could have been, you know, something happened as a child, or, you know, guys in another situation was forced upon her, and, you know what I mean? So now she tries to protect herself to a certain extent, and vice versa for guys, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things that we don't talk about.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the key to everything. Like, we don't, like, literally as a guy, you'll bury a lot of your feelings, thoughts, emotions, and feel like you just got to keep everything bottled in. It's not, you know what I'm saying? Nobody want to hear your problems.
And that's the reason why we came out with this podcast, so that we can be able to talk about things like this that guys don't necessarily, you always, guys aren't known for fucking talking about. Like, I mean, we can get on this motherfucker, talk about, you know, what's going on in hip hop and current and shit like that. We can do that shit until our faces turn blue. But this wanted to be an opportunity for us to be able to have conversations that men don't usually have, or women don't have the opportunity of hearing men have, because it's about learning from each other.
Speaking of red flags, have you ever thought about, like, the green flags, like, within actual relationship? Like, as far as, like, how and what that makes that relationship a healthy one?
Absolutely.
Have you ever, like, because I know we always, because, and the reason why I ask that is because I feel like we, as people, we dwell on the negative so right. much. We never dwell on a positive within an actual relationship. Like, oh, he does this, or oh, she does this, or so on and so forth. Like, I feel like we need to do that more as just like as a society, right. And hold each other accountable for, like, yo, quit telling me all the negative shit. Like, right. quit doing that shit. Like,
that's just, like, I don't know what it is, but social media, that's it.
Yeah.
That's all there is. It's like, you'll see so many negative posts and comments and things, but, and get retweeted.
Right, liked right,
and
right.
everything, but it's like, you don't see a lot of the positive stuff.
Or if it is positive, like, it don't get the attention.
Yeah, it don't get the same love.
The same love that,
you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, you know, like, oh man, it could be the simplest, like I said, just the, everybody want to be toxic.
Yeah, like a motherfucker.
Like what? To me, I'm like, why are we giving that word and this relationship and type of thing so much light?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm toxic. Oh, I'm toxic. Ha, 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 ha. I'm toxic as fuck. Like, that's
like,
not
why
good.
You wanna be, that's not cool. Like,
yeah, like that's not good. Like, I don't see anything positive in that. Like, that's that, to me, you know what I'm saying, that's not attractive. But also, maybe you're not trying to attract me. Facts. So I get that.
Yeah, it is.
Can you, I know, be, what I mean? Can I be 100% transparent with y'all?
Yeah, real let's quick? Go.
Like, one, honestly, I didn't even fucking know what a green flag was until we prepped for this show.
Really?
I really didn't know what a fucking green flag was. Like, I didn't know that was the actual fucking term.
It, yeah, okay, I get
term,
it. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And two, I really didn't appreciate good things in a relationship until I appreciated until I recognized all the bad shit.
Yeah.
Like, because you put yourself, and I hate to say this word, you just talked about it, you find yourself in a toxic situation, but if that's all you fucking know, if that's normal for you, then it's just, that's normal.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean
facts.
It's good or bad, it's just normal. So when you find yourself in a different situation, a different relationship, but you're like, whoa, like,
and that's
these are things that I didn't have in my previous relationship that I know are good because I know what it's like to be in that bad situation. I just see those red flags, but these are the complete opposite. And like, when you compare red flags to green flags, like, it's literally complete opposites, night and day.
But that's the bad part though, when you say, like, when you get in those things, that's all you know, because this is something that I kind of ran into when I talked to a lot of people. It's like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, you could have the greatest girl, the greatest guy in the world, but when you're not used to those things, you start to push it away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, like, he was doing too much because he wanted to send you flowers, or because, yeah, I ain't with all that. Why not? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of women would love that. Other women, you know what I'm saying, may not care about as much, but, like, he's just trying to show you, you know what I'm saying, he cares or he appreciates. You know, now if it's too early, too much, too soon, I get it. But like, when he's just trying to literally be, you know what I'm saying, a stand-up person, or, you know, if she trying to be a stand-up person, you just like, nah, she just, like, nigga, she care.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So she asked you a question. Now you just blew it up. Like, hey, nigga, you doing all these other things. You having sex with her raw. You giving her all this time. But then she asked you one question. Now it's, no, you doing too much. Because you're not used to having someone who actually cares about you and actually puts you in a situation to make you better. It's more so, I'm just so used to, you know what I'm saying, doing what I want to do, having arguments, and us just, you know, make up sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much it. Like, trust me. Like, I was in a long relationship where I literally, well, not even say long relationship, but relationship to relationship to relationship, where I found myself not recognizing toxic behaviors or toxic trends that were going on. And I found myself making the same mistake over and over again, no matter what fucking person I was with, because I didn't recognize that, like, this is not supposed to be in a healthy fucking relationship.
Right.
Like, my nigga, like, I sit there and I want you to be a part of all of my friend groups, and I introduce you to one of my guys, happens to be with his lady friend, and you going in a fucking whole ass temper tantrum, like, how do I know him? Where do I know him from? I just feel funny that I've never, you know what I'm saying, like, met this dude before. I'm like, I have plenty of fucking circles, just like you got plenty of circles. I don't expect to know all your fucking friends. Right. You feel me? Like, just having just like, and I was just, and that was one of those things where I was just like, okay, it was a trigger to her, whatever the case is, I don't know, but that shit ain't healthy. And just like you said, just like you said about 10 minutes ago, it's about communication, but also it's about that person being able to want to communicate. Mm-hmm. Like you say, you want to, you know, it's about triggers and things like that with that person. But that person has to be able to open and be transparent and say, this is the reason why I reacted this way.
Right.
If you're not willing to have that conversation, then that is just a fucking disaster waiting to fucking happen. From personal experience, I can tell you that
now. Yeah, for sure.
You feel me? So, great convo, guys, man.
Yeah.
Great fucking conversation we had, man. Yeah, it's been a minute, man. Let's go ahead, take a break real quick, get a word from the sponsors. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little Insecure. I'm going to talk a little bit about women investing in men. It was a topic that came up last week's Insecure. I thought it was a great conversation for the fellas to have. So go ahead, sit tight. We'll be back in a second. Go refresh your beverages and give us a minute to take care of some things. One.
It's time for the topic of the week with the fellas. On the That's Why We're Single podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So That's Why We're Single, the podcast. It's your man DB, a.k.a. Sir. I sure do miss being in the mix a lot. Quarantine. Yeah, bruh.
Nigga, what?
Yes.
Where you come with that?
Yes.
Where did that come from?
I forgot to say it in my intro, that's why. I'm working on my intro.
Hey, where does this nigga voice go? Like,
because I'm leaning into the mic, man.
Oh, Quiet Storm ass voice.
Oh, DB, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, bass nigga from Boys to Men ass voice.
No, DB.
Man.
AKA, I miss being lonely.
You feel me? What? Like, nigga, what? Talk regular.
Man, well, we in here, man. That's why we're single. Getting to today's main topic of the day.
You're. Yep.
This one comes from Insecure, but also some personal what's the name of conversation I've had with a couple of women. But to give you guys a background on what we're talking about this week, we're talking about women who feel as though that they invest in men. They spend quality years or time, whatever you want to however you want to quantify how much time you spend with a man. And this man might not be on his A1 game, and you decide that you guys want to end the relationship, or you as a woman decide you want to end the relationship, and then you see down the line that this guy has now gotten into a new relationship and he's gotten his shit together, and you feel as though that the reason why he got his shit together was because of the time that you've invested and put into him for another woman to be reaping the benefits of the time that you spent. And women feel some type of way about this. So I wanted the guys to talk about it, because So just to give you guys a perspective on how we feel is about how we feel about the situation, because I've heard this from multiple women, and then it just happened to be an actual topic on the last week's episode of Insecure. So I decided, let's go ahead and shoot the shit about it. So, fellas, how do you feel about when a woman says that they've invested time in you and you went to another woman and they're reaping the benefits?
I mean, there's a saying, like, you're so vain, you probably thought this song was about you. It has nothing to do with you. It's all about that person. If that person decided to not be with you, and you quote unquote made him or made her better, it just wasn't your time. It's really just that simple. Like, you can't be mad at this person for bringing the best out of them. Mm-hmm. You can't. Like, that's how shit happens. Like, I've been in situations where, and I'll bring it to myself, where me and a young lady did not work out, and like, we had all these plans together. Once we got done, like, she moved on, they got married and had kids. So how can I blame who is at fault for this? Like, I can't really put no one at fault for anything.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, so like, it just wasn't the time. It wasn't right at that moment. So it just, shit happens.
Shit does happen.
Yeah, so I think people should not allow those things to get, because then you're going to bring that same energy that you have because of that into the next relationship, and then you're going to let things not happen because of, you feel like, oh, if I do this, this person is going to move on, and then they're going to be happier or be better than what they were in this situation. Mm-hmm. If you do that, like, you worried about the past way too much. Worry about what's going on in your present.
The wrong thing.
It is, like, because, like, you going to let your past affect your present, and then your present is going to affect your future. So, like, don't do that. Just allow things to happen the way it's supposed to be. If that person got happy because of, you know, not being in a relationship with you, then that's what it is. Simple.
It's life. I mean, it's really just life. Because you can apply this to anything, yeah. Honestly. Like, you know what I mean? You could say from even a job, okay, so when you left your job, you know what I mean? Once you left your job, they was like, hey, man, now that position that you left, it came a lot easier. We got this now. We got this. But that'll mean you go back to that job. You know what I mean? Or it could be even a situation of, like I said, with people, it could be a friendship even, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, your friendship could be like, you was that reason why they may have changed, but you still can't act like, oh, that's all me. You know what I'm saying? Because that person still has to want to change. That person still has to want to, you know, do the right thing. And then there's so many different experiences, I really think, that really cause people to go into certain directions. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, let's be real. You may have been one of the main people saying, hey, man, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. And they may not ever did it. But then once they sat back, you were gone, they start talking to their other people, and they like, no, you should really do that. So now they're like, okay, well, let me try that. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not the only person that said that. So let me go ahead and do it. And then once they start going through those motions, they see, okay, maybe I should have did this in the past, but I'm doing it now. And even though you're not there, we can't say that you're the sole reason for it.
Right.
So it's kind of hard to say that one person is the sole reason for another person reaping the benefits of one person, you know, so of another person. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, it's like, you were there, you were influence, you were influencer, but I can't say that end all be alls for you, me to say, oh, well, they reaping the benefits that I put into you. I can't say that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We don't know that.
Yeah, we don't know that. But it does happen a lot. Where a lot of times people got relationships, and as Leon says, and got relationships, the next relationship they married.
Yeah.
You can either say, damn, like, that's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or it's like, damn, like, I wasn't ready for it, but she moved on and found somebody who was.
Facts.
So at that point, you know what I'm saying, it could be like she knew what she wanted and she did that shit.
Yeah. Right.
Where you, on the other hand, you were like, I'm still kind of like, oh, woo, I dodged a bullet. You know what I'm saying? You could be like, I dodged a bullet. Cool. He can deal with that. But to him, that's his treasure.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they always say, one man's trash, another man's treasure.
Yeah.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? So for you, you like, woo, I dodged one. I'm cool. Yeah, I'm go ahead.
Good for them.
Yeah. Just like, you know, so vice versa. With women, though, it's always like, I think because the men start to do the things that maybe they were trying to tell them to do or maybe ask them, but they may not have been speaking to them in the right language or in the right way to make them receive the message. Like I tell people all the time, like if you want something done with me, the easiest way is talking to me, like literally talking to me and not yelling at me. Once you start yelling at me, I don't care what you're talking about. I'm just yelling back.
Right.
It ain't even know, you know what I'm saying? It's just, boom, now we yelling at a yelling contest for what? And I really yell, so it's like, I'm like, all right, man, watch out, move. You know what I'm saying? Get out of here. So that's the things that we really got to start to notice is how people receive your message. Because, like, let's be real, too. If I'm always telling something to Leon negatively, he going to start blocking everything I tell him out. And no matter what, I can say the most positive shit in the world. Like, hey, bro, you got it, man. I'm telling you, man, you da-da-da-da. But Leon, man, fuck that nigga, man. He always on some negative shit. Now today he want to be on some
positive shit. Yeah.
Like, where that shit come mix from?
Like, So I just say, at the end of the day, man, we got to make sure that we are speaking to people in languages and ways that they can appreciate what you're saying, even if it's negative.
Right.
Because we don't do that. And then now you think if someone else is reaping the benefits, but they just spoke to them in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
They spoke with them with love. You know what I'm saying? So now they taking that like, damn, like you really think I could be a movie star?
Yeah, bro.
You could. While the next person, or a rapper, while the next person was dogging him, I mean, this weak ass shit, you always in the fucking studio, da 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 da. It's like, damn, like, but this is my dream.
Right.
Even though, you know, rap is rap, but. But that's just where I'm going with it. It's just like, right. I think we just gotta learn how to speak with people in love and learn how they actually receive the message.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and get to a couple layers on this real quick and break it down real quick. Got someone that's personally had this said to them by a woman that was one of the main factors in keeping a relationship with me, which obviously didn't work because we are no longer in a relationship. But I feel as though one, that is a very selfish thing to say, is that a man's success is predicated by the work that you put in. If you look at Insecure, and if you've been following Insecure, you'll know I'm about to say with this next statement, I'm Team Lawrence. You feel me? So if you haven't been following Insecure, pretty much the show is about the struggles of Issa and her relationship struggles, just her being awkward in general with everything. But her main boo for the first two seasons was a guy named Lawrence. Lawrence was, to say it, like, I guess you want to say maybe like he wasn't necessarily a drifter because him and Issa stayed together. But to make a long story short, he didn't have his shit together, but he did have aspirations of doing things bigger.
He was lazy.
Put it that way, lazy. Yeah. He tried, but you know, shit just didn't work out. There was a lot of outside factors that went into things like that. Issa felt temptation or felt like he went on her shit, and Issa wound up cheating on fucking Lawrence. So, like, I just don't understand how she can feel as though, and then like fast forward to season four, how she feels as though the new woman in Lawrence's life, shit, I don't, we've been joking about her name, so I don't want to, I'm trying to, Condoleezza, Condola, that's it, Condola.
Whoa, okay.
Her name was Condola.
I've watched it, but I just haven't watched, I'm not caught up, so.
Yeah, so Condola is the new woman in Lawrence's life. And Issa said in the previous episode that she feels as though she has some type of resentment from Condola because Condola is reaping the benefits of the work that she put in with Lawrence. To which I say, I have two things. I say, one, let's not forget that you cheated on Lawrence, and that's why he ended the relationship. And then two, if you saw so much potential in him, why did you cheat? You know, so you can't be, that's a very selfish statement for a woman or women in general, or even people in general, to say that someone else's success is predicated on the work or the time that you spend or invested in them. Is it a realistic statement? You can absolutely argue that, yes, it is. But I really think that it's selfish. Like, you can't say that, oh, the reason that you are the way you are is because of me. I wish an ex would step up to me and say some shit like, oh, well, you're only in this position. You only have this job. You're only this in tune with your feelings because of the hurt or the whatever, you know, or whatever the shit that I done put you through. You know what I'm saying? This is why you the man you are today. Mm-hmm. Yes, my past makes me who I am, but my success is not because of you. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to fucking stand in those goddamn job interviews and fucking, you know what I'm saying, sell yourself to this company like Lawrence did. You didn't have those fucking creative ideas to, you know what I'm saying, do some shit like start a podcast or, what I'm saying, do shit like that. So you can't sit there and say that someone else is, you know, or you're even entitled to someone else's success because of the time that you spent. Like, that, I feel like that's just an inherently selfish fucking statement to say. Mm-hmm. If you're mad at it, you can at me. But get over yourself. Like, honestly, like, I just feel as though, you know, that's bullshit. I don't know, I'm at a loss of words right now.
No. Nah.
Okay. You kinda feel like that one kinda hit me a little bit.
It did.
I had a motherfucker tell me that shit. Like, I was like, the fuck is you talking about? Right, you sounding crazy right now. Like, but apparently there are quite a few women that feel this way. And so I just wanted to give the man's perspective to say, like, how dare you?
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, how dare. I mean, it's very narcissistic of that person to think that it's everything, you know, evolves around them. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing, I was just thinking about this because Dre said something and I was going to forget it, so I had to write it down myself. What things are the other person putting in place in order for that person to succeed? Like, yes, you can tell someone, yeah, you can, this is what you need to do, whatever, but what are you doing? Like, what is the actual action that you're doing to allow that person or help that person get to the point? Okay, if you're providing money, or if you're providing assistance, or, you know, take your time out of your day to help out with this, all right, cool. Then yes, I can see how you can be upset at that, because yes, you invested your time, money, effort, whatever the case may be, to get that person to that point. I can honestly see that, right? So what is that what are you doing in order for that person to help out? Like, or how are you allowing yourself to be vulnerable because this person is not doing the things that you want them to do or be able to be successful? What are you doing to help that person be successful? Like, I feel like there are a lot of people say, yeah, I said this, and then now all of a sudden they did this, now I should be reaping from this.
No, my nigga.
You didn't do nothing.
Right. You didn't do shit.
Like, I mean, Kobe, you know what I'm saying, he lost some money, but was Vanessa entitled to that? Was she in the gym shooting with him? No. Kobe took the time.
Prophet Drake.
Yeah. Kobe took the time. Kobe took the effort. Kobe been doing this pretty much his whole goddamn life. RIP to Kobe. He was out here shooting in the gym. You wasn't with him, you know, grabbing rebounds. I don't know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so what makes you entitled to that success? That's how I'm looking at it.
I think when you take it back to piggyback off that point, I think when you take it back to the insecure situation, mm-hmm. Like, Issa really, I mean, they were struggling together.
Yeah, she didn't do nothing, right.
They were struggling together. Yeah. And if you want to take a step back and actually analyze the situation, right, Issa's still fucking struggling.
Yeah. And Lawrence is doing his fucking thing.
Lawrence is doing his motherfucking thing. So, Issa, if it was so easy for you to help a motherfucker glow up, why you ain't glowing up?
Well, on her defense, it's tough, though, because I think he was 2 years out the job game.
You know true.
And even though he was interviewing, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's all be honest here. You come home and a motherfucker sit on your couch for 2 years.
And that nigga ain't in.
You like, what the fuck have you been doing on? Mm-hmm. No matter if they interviewing or not, you know what I'm saying? You still gonna be at a point of, what have you been doing all day? You know what I'm saying? Just because, even if they say, oh, I put in 1,000 applications today, you still gonna be like, you ain't had no interviews, or you ain't.
He was working on his app.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? you ain't do nothing else, like, you know, because it's been 2 years until you start to see, you know what I'm saying, some actual benefits. And then, you know, he got a job at Best Buy, but she like,
my nigga, that's not what you want to do.
Like, yeah, you know, like, but it's been 2 years, you know what I'm saying? But you like, oh, let me get a job real quick, you know what I'm saying, at least.
To shut her up.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, you can't expect someone, especially back to communication, if y'all haven't had that time to really say, let's be real, it's been situations where, you know, if, you know, a guy's in school, a woman holds him down, and then vice versa, when he gets out, he holds her down.
Yep.
It's situations of that, you know what I'm saying? But if y'all don't talk about that, y'all ain't haven't had that conversation, it's just like, nigga, we've been dating for, you know, 3 years, but then the last two, you just said, or 5 years, and then the last two, nigga, you ain't worked. Of course I'm going to look at you crazy.
Crazy
of
as fuck.
Of course, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's vice versa. Because nigga, you would probably be like, man, she got to go, bro. I'm paying all the bills. She ain't doing nothing. She just sitting back. Like, she ain't even trying to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where it comes into the aspect of, I get where she's coming from on that point. But the problem is that, you know, maybe she wasn't speaking to him in the right. I went back and watched like the first episode just to make sure I understood what was going on. And you know what I'm saying, like, cause she come in the house and it was her birthday, and he just like, oh, happy birthday, babe.
That's it, my nigga,
like, yeah, that was it. You know what I'm saying? She had bought tickets to a show, and he was just like, nah, why don't we just stay in, you know what I'm saying, just watch this, you know, a movie at the crib and relax. I don't really feel like going nowhere.
Nigga, you ain't going nowhere all day.
So now, you know what I'm saying, it starts to play in your mind, like, all right, bro, now you trying to play me, or you know what I'm saying,
for
or,
sure,
or whatever. Like, but it's my money that I bought these tickets.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of tickets it was. It could have been, you know what I'm saying, $200 tickets.
Yeah.
That she spent her money on that he don't have. So it just look crazy now.
Look real crazy.
But I think that he definitely, like I said, he definitely ran his course, though. You know what I'm saying? It took the time. It happens like that, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, at one moment you down, then, you know what I'm saying, 2 days later you can be up.
Yeah.
All it takes is one opportunity. You meet one person, you do one thing, like, okay, what you do? Boom. So now, like you said, we can't give her credit for that because, you know what I'm saying,
she ain't really do nothing.
Yeah, we can't say that she was the one that put him in that. Now, she introduced him to the person, and then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's different. Right, that's what I'm saying. Did she get the interview for my guy? Like, nah, he did all of those things. Like, he just was like, you know what? All right, I'm over being lazy.
And
or
then it's like, it was, you like, put situation. Him out, so what the fuck else is he supposed to do? I got to find somewhere to stay. So I got to get my, I have to at this point. It's either sink or swim now. It's where, like, either once I'm out your house, and you know, so we broke up, I can either go back with your parents or whoever else and stay there for a minute. But again, you got a short time frame. Most people gonna be like, all right, bro, you got 3 months, you know what I'm saying, figure it out, you gotta get up. Or, you know what I'm saying, you like, are you motivated now? I gotta be out of here by 3 months, and I'm gonna get my own place, I'm gonna have this, I'm gonna have that. She just turned that, you know what I'm saying, you put that,
turn that
motivation
on. Yeah, put that battery the battery in his back. Yeah. That happens.
Bro, we've been talking about this for 20 minutes, and there's one word that we have not said.
What?
That I think this all boils down to. And if you don't like it, like I said, you can at me. Jealousy.
I don't know.
I agree. I absolutely. The whole thing.
So you're saying, wait, hold on. Before. So you're saying Issa is jealous of Gorgonzola?
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
Okay.
I can see that too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Like, if you see that your ex is out here doing their thing, especially especially if you're in a situation where you're not fully satisfied with the way where your life is heading, right, your life is going to.
Right.
And now you see your ex out here glowing up, and it just happen to fucking be with the person that you're trying to fucking plan a whole block party with. Like, and you see they out there fucking living their best life because, you know what I'm saying, you comparing your behind the scenes to their greatest hits. Like,
I mean, it's an upgrade. Let's be real. That's all it really is.
But Issa feels some type of way because she's jealous.
Yeah, because like I said, it's an upgrade. And a lot of women do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying all, but a lot of women do it. You know what I mean? Men do it too. You know what I'm saying? Who this corny ass nigga? This da da.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's like, once you start to like run down them stats, you be like, damn, I ain't. Okay, so what he do? Oh, he on his own business. Oh, he do this. Okay, all right. He got a house. Okay, he on his own house. Damn. All right, you know what I'm saying? Like, they start breaking down them numbers. Like, damn, all right. So he, damn. So how you stack up to that? You know what I'm saying? And the Issa situation, she living in that.
Issa only got a spot because she's the fucking.
In that hood apartment complex. Yeah. Oh, girl got a dope ass crib. You know what I'm saying?
Raw
sure,
ass crib.
Your house. You know what I'm saying? Car. Like, she has pretty much everything that probably Issa wants, and then like she has many connections and like everything that she wants to be in a sense, you know what I mean? It's like Condola got it.
But as if you saw the last episode, like everything is happy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Everything always is happy, or like you said earlier, the grass ain't always green on the other side, because we're starting to see cracks in that whole Lawrence and Condola relationship, which probably will play out tonight. You know, whatever it is tonight. But like I said, you comparing your behind the scenes to somebody's greatest hits. So you don't know what the fuck's going on.
Exactly.
Like, Lawrence is going through so many like insecurities right now and shit, because Lawrence wants one thing. Condola out here trying to motherfucking sow her oats and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's just like the social media era that we live in. It's like, everybody always trying to compare themselves to somebody else.
Always.
Absolutely.
You know, we got to stop doing that for sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh man, this dude 25, he got all this stuff, da 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 da. Damn, by 25, I got to have. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
You fucking don't.
That, it may not be in your cards.
Yeah, like that's not even what you, you know what I'm saying? We put a timeline on everything, even from.
Gotta have a baby at a certain time. You gotta be married at a certain time. Like, yeah.
And at that point, you start putting all that stuff, and you know what I'm saying? Now you disappointing yourself. Damn, I said I was going to have this by this age, but you haven't even had the chance or the opportunity to make that stuff happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you want to be a millionaire, but you whatever, you know, your job is whatever. Like, your job is not designed to make you a millionaire.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, what else are you doing to reach that goal? And that's really what I think a lot of people they just see stuff and be like, oh, I got to have that. I'm going to do that by this age. It's a lot more to the world than you think. You know what I'm saying? So,
and you got to think about this, like, and ironically, I was looking up this person's just like bio and things like that. Samuel L. Jackson didn't start acting until he was 42 years old.
Oh, yeah.
So, I didn't even know, I'm going to keep it a buck. I didn't know he was 71.
Bro, Bernie Mac didn't start comedy until he was 35.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, to think that you just out here at the age of whatever age you are, you think it's about to just come to you, like, right then and there. Nah, sometimes you just got to pay your dues.
Exactly.
Like, and it may not be in the cards for you at that time. Like, now when the opportunity presents itself, hey, try to, you know, grab it as best as you can. You got to know when it is, but sometimes you just can't look at those type of things.
So many stories. You go to Tyler Perry, you go to J.K. Rowling.
Right.
Like, they were living out of the car, you know what I'm saying? But that's something that they wanted to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? And as far as on the other end of it, you just have to make sure that you have what you want to do in line with, you know what I mean, that other person. And then in this case, Issa, they didn't see eye to eye, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, like I said, he go off. And sometimes maybe that's best, though. Maybe a break is good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But sometimes maybe that is. Like, okay, well, let me go out here and see what else is out there.
Facts.
And then you'd be like, damn, like, you know, they might just be like, damn, I miss
you. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we could make this work. now that, you know what I'm saying, I'm more established and I have all this stuff going for me. So maybe they will say, shit, let's just give it another shot.
Yeah, so.
Probably what's going to happen, for real.
Yeah, bro. It was, you could tell, like, a lot of women on social media felt that shit at the end of last week episode. You ain't see it yet.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you can talk about it. I'm going to forget.
No, so. But pretty much, it was their Thanksgiving episode, and everybody okay, was at it. Thanksgiving. So gotcha. Molly was at Thanksgiving, Issa is at Thanksgiving, Lawrence is at Thanksgiving with Condola, and Issa had posted a snap of her and her brother, like at like some restaurant, or it might have been like hibachi or some shit.
It's a Mexican spot.
Oh, it's a Mexican spot. I knew it was something like ethnic. And like Lawrence hit her with the, you know, the LOL or the little smiley face or whatever the fuck is, which he was already warned. Early in the episode, you don't send that shit to your ex, because that's going to open up a whole motherfucking Pandora's box.
Facts.
So
you don't send that shit to people that like you either.
Yeah, you don't send. So he sent that shit.
Not when you in that.
So he sent that shit. Next thing you know, the episode ends with the motherfucking three dots on the left. She about to respond, and motherfucking Maya's case of the ex comes on. And social media fucking blew up. It was whether they was blowing up like, oh man, Issa and Lawrence are, you know what I'm saying, about to start getting back together, or I felt that shit. And I think it's a lot of people out there that was with the latter and just like, you know what, I felt that shit, because you know what I'm saying.
Well, since this is coming out, I guess, before the show, or after the show, I should say, a lot of people were saying too that, you know, you probably ain't gonna understand, but the bald head dude, the lawyer, Terrence, I think his name is.
Yeah.
Terrence or Torrance, something like that. They think him and Condola connected.
Ooh.
Because remember when Condola was talking to Issa about, she's like, oh yeah, I got a weekend in somewhere in like Cabo maybe, or somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere about going to Cabo or Costa Rica or some shit. Yeah.
And then the dude had said that to Molly.
Yeah, he was like, oh yeah, I'm going to all resort weekend, gonna say Costa Rica.
So they trying to say maybe that's her ex or the plumber or whoever, the dude that she fucking with. They thinking that maybe, yeah, they connecting them two together. To say, okay, so now this all going to be kind of tied in together somehow.
I really honestly think Molly's going to fuck him.
A lot of people say that too.
Molly.
Wait, what happened to the Asian dude?
They going through some shit.
No. Yeah. Molly being Molly.
Yeah, Molly being Molly.
Molly tripping.
Yeah, Molly.
Oh, she being like, she don't really know what she want, but when, yeah, like, she wants something, but then she don't really want it. But then when that person be like, oh yeah, I'm good. I'm just chilling right now. Then okay,
that's Molly in a motherfucking nutshell. Yeah, you know Molly has to have shit on her time.
Yep.
Or she can't fucking, you know what I'm saying? Is
and then throw the temper tantrums when they don't get their time.
She gave me a shiver. Reminds me of an ex.
No. She one of them people that definitely feels like, yeah, it's got to be a certain way. Otherwise, it's not right. And that's exactly what it is. Like, huh? Like, no, it has to be this way. Has to be in this order. Otherwise, something's off. And it's like, just go with the flow. Like, sometimes you got to just let it rock. Like, it ain't always about, you know what I'm saying, what you think's supposed to happen. Just let it go naturally.
She don't know how to forgive motherfuckers too. As you saw, like, she's still forgiving her dad. Like,
Yeah.
So she don't know how to forgive motherfuckers.
Spoiler alert, her brother is actually Lil Saint too. That's funny.
Nigga, what? That's Lil Saint.
Yeah, Lil Saint was one of her brothers. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Do it for Lil Saint, my nigga.
Yep, he was one of her little brothers too.
Now I gotta go back and rewatch that shit.
I do too.
Luckily, the good thing about that shit is only 30 minutes. Motherfuckers be complaining like, oh my god, it should be like 45 minutes an hour. No, I literally fucking I ain't watched season 3 at all. Literally binge watched that shit in 4 hours before fucking the episode came on 2 weeks ago. Like, let that shit be 30 minutes, man. But
yeah, go 30 minutes is good. 30 minutes. HBO has the formula when it comes to like hit shows and stuff like that. Like, you may have a show like that you gotta have an hour, but when it comes to like these social like shows and stuff like that, like Entourage, Section of the City, so on and so forth, the 30 minute episodes is where it's at. Cause and it's a straight 30 minutes too, because there's no commercials or anything like that. So usually shows that's on TV are that's an hour long is actually 30 to 45 minutes anyway.
Right.
So they know what they're doing. It's smart. Don't fuck up a good thing.
Don't fuck it up, man. Y'all got the attention span of a fucking 2-year-old. So y'all gonna fucking pick and choose what the fuck y'all want anyway. This is 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying? Give us bam, bam, you know what I'm saying? And we can go watch motherfucking Michael Jordan Last Dance for the next 3 fucking weeks. You feel me?
Facts.
All right, man. Let's go ahead and get into the question portion of the show. Let me go ahead and send y'all on
questions,
y'all merry way.
Questions of the show.
And we need a little thing. Who wanna sing for us for the
We ain't gonna pay you or nothing like
yeah,
that.
We ain't gonna pay you. We give you a shout out on like the end of the episode. Like if you wanna sing our little question portion, by all means. I wish I could add somebody could sing right now because I will definitely call y'all out. But maybe next week. All right, so first question, fellas, talk about real quick. Is it wrong for you to appreciate a compliment from a stranger or friend if you're in a relationship?
No.
Mm-mm.
No. But it's simple. You know what I'm saying? Thank you or appreciate it. That's all I got to be. It don't got to be no long, detailed or DMing back and forth. You just keep it sweet, short, boom, let's move forward.
Yeah. Now, I actually posed this question to someone. They said, like, in quotation, like, what is appreciation? Like, how are you appreciating the actual compliment? What are you doing to show that, like, you're grateful of whatever is being said? So, it's twofold. I mean, if you want to based off what the question is, no, it's nothing wrong with it. But it all depends on how you,
react
to it. Right. So, like, you can be like, oh, thank you. You know what I'm saying? I don't ever really hear that much. All right, now you open up some doors now. Like, all right, cool, bet. I'm about to keep doing this shit to you all the time now. Every time I'm about to throw this little compliment to you, bet. Say less.
So you're going to if they hit you with the, oh, I never hear it.
Yeah, it's a continuous thing now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, those are the type of things that you got to think about because it's like, if you say like how Dre is saying it, like, yeah, just get straight to the point. Like, yeah, oh, thank you, appreciate it. Right, you just keep it pushing. Yeah. Cool. Then you fine. But then once you start opening that door, like, oh, yeah, I don't really hear that much. So I appreciate you saying that.
Or even if you just, you know what I'm saying, you give them more than really what is needed. I guess that's opening up that door. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we all guys, we know how niggas
are. We
know how
to read.
Oh, no. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, she fucking with me.
Yeah.
Oh, she writing back. Oh, okay. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, she liked the junk. Like,
so even if she got to do it or not, you like,
shit, I can keep talking.
Yeah. Entertaining it. Like, motherfucking.
Yeah, you gonna keep it going because, like, niggas don't get hints. Like, niggas think just because, oh, they hit you with the heart or they hit you with the, like, or they constantly have a conversation. Like, oh, yeah, it's go. Like,
absolutely.
I can say the right thing and then make it happen.
I'll tell you right now, women, y'all really think y'all smarter than the goddamn man. And a motherfucking dude hit you with them goddamn emojis and shit like that, and you want to flirt back with him, and then be like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't know what the fuck was going on. You know exactly what the fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
Like, we was born at night, not last night. You feel me? Like, I honestly agree to the point where, like, it's not about, you can't control the compliment that's given to you. You can only command how you can only control what you fucking say. You can only control how you respond.
Mm-hmm.
So if you entertain that compliment for something more than what it isn't, then you hold just as much blame as a person that's actually, you hold more blame.
You do.
If I'm single and I'm giving you a compliment, I'm just trying to test the waters, and you flirt back with me. Oh,
I already know what it is.
I already know what it is. So now you hold all the blame. So yeah, absolutely. If someone wants to give me a compliment, I'm going to be appreciative of the compliment. Like, if a nigga smell good, then goddamn it, you tell me I smell good. Why, thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I put this money into this motherfucker smell good. I appreciate it. Recognizing the fact that I do smell good. Now, if I hit you with the, oh, man, thank you. You know what I'm saying? I wore this. Listen, if I hit you with something like that, then, oh, yeah, I'm opening up that door. I'm opening that door for trouble.
You big know what trouble.
Saying? So you play with fire, you fuck around, and definitely get burned.
For sure.
All right. Next question. How do y'all feel about this social trend that's been going around where women are messing with dudes that's playing video games, either by like deleting the game, breaking the game, or unplugging the console while they are in the middle of playing?
So so I read this. I feel like this hit a sore spot for you.
Not really.
Okay.
Not really.
All right, because
I just see this.
I've seen it. Yeah,
I put it in because I was like, this dumb shit is like happening. Yeah. Like, and it goes once again to Dre's favorite word of the day, clout.
Yeah,
like I just was like, why? But I put this in because I want to hear. You know what I'm saying? Like, how y'all feel about it?
I'm from the, I'm like what Cedric the Entertainer says, like, I'm of the era of I wish a motherfucker would do those type of things while I'm doing it, because then it's like I put in time and effort into this, whatever progress I've had, like NBA 2K, Matt, and whatever, and you decide that, okay, in the middle of this game, I'm going to go ahead and turn it off or erase it or think it's funny to do these type of things. Listen, we're gonna have a problem. I don't think it's cool to do that. Like, you would be mad as hell, whatever your favorite show is on the DVR, and I erase all them shits. Mm-hmm. You're gonna be mad as hell. Because chances are you probably ain't going to be able to watch them again if you don't got On Demand. And sometimes On Demand don't be having all the shows on there. So, don't do the shit.
Period. No, I mean, I ain't a big gamer. I play a little bit. But, like, relax. Because there's a lot of stuff that goes into that. You know, yeah. Time. Some people put money into it. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of different things that, you know, people may not understand. But it's like, for what? You know, I'm never about touching anyone else's property either. Mm-hmm. I'm never same. A car, a video game, how, whatever it is, like, that's yours, leave that alone. That's whatever is going on ain't got nothing to do with that system or whatever else. You know what I'm saying? It's that person, y'all need to talk and figure out whatever it is. But no, that's corny. Like, leave people stuff alone. And it's vice versa with men. If it's a makeup bag or makeup, whatever else, man, leave it alone. It ain't even worth it. Yeah, like, it ain't even worth it.
Man, where to start with this shit? It's just dumb as fuck. Like, yeah. Like, to go, like, to let all of our women listeners know how much time and effort goes into shit. I recently started playing this game called Call of Duty, right? And I was playing it because, like, it was a free game and shit. You could download it, you could play with your friends, whatever. And then I realized, like, I don't know too many motherfuckers that play the goddamn game. So I bought the actual fucking paid for game. So that shit was $60, right? So keep a tab with me. So got the game, start playing that shit. Then I started letting motherfuckers know, like, oh, I play this shit. It's like, oh, yeah, well, you can play the free game. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Cool. Whatever. Got it. So you start playing the free game. You get the basic shit. You get the basic weapons and shit. You want to upgrade your shit. You know what I'm saying? You want to get a motherfucking a longer rifle, stronger rifle. Motherfucker got the thermal scopes or whatever like that shit. So you gotta spend in-game currency to get to upgrade your shit, right? Right. You can play the game, but it's gonna take you hours to get that shit, or you can just motherfucker spend a little loot, you know what I'm saying, to fucking, like, tailor make your shit, right? So I'd say all in all, probably, like, getting my weapons and shit together the way I want to and upgrading and shit like that, getting a costume you want to, the right skin, that's like how you want your player to look and shit, probably spend like another $100.
So this is within the $60 game, or is this the free port?
No, so this is within, so you get the free game, then mm-hmm. if you want like the single player mode, you gotta pay for that.
Okay.
That shit was $60.
Then it's $160, okay.
Right, so I'm at like $160 right now. Like, so, you know, and then for you to get the goddamn currency, you know what I'm saying, you gotta go and play the game, and you earn points, so you earn currency, so you can upgrade your shit. It's like, I'm not finna spend a whole motherfucking another $100 to, you know, upgrade my shit, whatever. Then, like, you had to get shit like what's called a battle pass, and that's how you get, like, free rewards, quote unquote free rewards, but you gotta play the game. That shit was like another $40, so you're like $200.
Damn.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I spend $200 and I'm playing this shit, and a motherfucker break my shit, they stop that shit from fucking playing or whatever the case is, man, you gotta have a convo.
Oh, yeah.
At that point, that's vandalism.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying, I ain't never gonna put my hands on a motherfucking woman, but, you know what I'm saying, don't test me. Like, don't even fucking, like, why? It's motherfuckers out here that make a living doing this shit. And they damn girls, you know what I'm saying, like, do this shit. And this shit be goofy as fuck. Like, I done seen grown-ass men cry on the internet over this shit. Because
This
is how they make their fucking money.
Yeah.
Like, imagine going to a motherfucker's job and cussing out their boss, and then that motherfucker gets fired. That's pretty much the same.
The funniest thing is, like, and women sometimes don't even know what's going on. So, like, I seen it to where, like, they broke the system or whatever else, and they had another one already bought. But it's like, all that hard drive and memory was on this game right. system.
Yeah.
It don't transfer over like that.
It don't. What the fuck is it? Like, it don't.
So that this ain't, this ain't
old,
know,
this ain't the old know? School PlayStation. You got the memory cards. You could switch that shit. Like, break that damn PlayStation or you break that Xbox. I can't just transfer all that time and effort that I put into that one system.
Right.
Into the goddamn new one. Like, it's just stupid. Like, I just... Like you say all the time, or like you said this week, Dre, it's all about clout. And that shit is just stupid, man. Like, I don't know, man. Like,
yeah, I said to Entertainer, said, man, I wish a motherfucker would. Like you said, you spent, what, $200
on the game.
Just the game itself. And that's in-game stuff. So that's not, so there's, like, yeah, nah. Mm-mm, don't you do that. That's a Young Money, Cash Money. No. Don't do that, man.
Have you seen the white people equivalent of it? Like
of what?
The breaking and shit.
No, what is
that's
that?
That's what they do with the kids and shit. Like a white guy came in and like broke his kids' TV and PlayStation and controllers and shit with a baseball bat and shit. And then yeah, because I guess they didn't like the chores or whatever. And then he came out, I was like, oh, it was just a prank. You know, I've already replaced their PlayStation 3 with the PlayStation 4. And we've got them new controlling shit. And I knew something was up because, like, these motherfuckers had every Nerf gun that was made in the last 15 years just hanging on the fucking wall. It's like, these motherfuckers got money. So they
right.
Like, motherfuckers like, yeah, I just broke the TV because I'm getting them a 42-inch. They had a 32-inch. I'm just getting them a bigger TV. Like, why, nigga? Stop doing shit for fucking social media. Stop doing shit for fucking other people's fucking appreciation,
niggas don't really care, I'm gonna be honest.
Like, I tell the motherfucker, this some homework y'all gotta do if y'all fucking doing this shit. Like, I want you motherfuckers to go and watch one episode of the new show on Netflix called Black AF with Kenya Barris, Rashida Jones, or whatever the case is. Only episode I want you to watch is episode fucking 5. That shit changed. That shit literally fucking was a light bulb aha moment. That was the episode with Tyler fucking Perry. Pretty much it was just how he feels as though black people are always chasing for white people's fucking approval. It's always looking for acceptance from other people when we got to look at that shit ourselves. Like, I fucking... never ever ever condone for fucking Tyler Perry movies, cause I thought that was some coon ass shit always. And then he broke it down and was like, it's only coon shit because you trying to compare that shit to white people and what they say their acceptance of. He's like, I know I'm never fucking gonna get an Oscar, I'm never gonna fucking get nominated for, you know what I'm saying, shit. Like, he's like, the shit that they get nominated for, I gotta fucking like Google and be like, what the fuck? Or I watch that shit and be like, this shit was nominated for a fucking Oscar? Like, hell no. Like, he tells our stories. He doesn't he makes his movies because he doesn't look for approval of other people. He's just telling his stories the way he came up. And he said that's why black people fuck with him, because they can relate to the same fucking stories. He doesn't look for acceptance from other people. So I know, you know what I'm saying, black as fuck has got, black AF has got a lot of, like, I guess, like, it's right down the middle. It's like either people love it or they hate it. But I would definitely say watch episode 5. That shit really gave me a new fucking appreciation for Tyler Perry and his shit. Now, I'm probably not finna be at the motherfucking Madea Goes to Quarantine movie that's coming out or no shit like that. But I respect,
man. Hold on. If this nigga make that movie, bruh.
Nigga, you think he's not?
Oh, I'ma hate it.
You think he's not finna have Madea's finna have a fucking quarantine movie?
I'ma hate it.
She got three motherfucking Halloween movies. You think she's about to have a fucking quarantine movie?
I hate it already. I like the positive shit that Tyler Perry do, but man, my nigga just need to chill out on the movie scene.
He's gonna do it.
Man, if he
comes, Madea comes back from quarantine, my nigga, he owns the,
I know.
He can
make
anything he fucking wants to.
I understand, guys, but God, man, I don't want to see that shit.
Madea comes back from quarantine. Y'all heard it here first, man. I'm telling you, Tyler Perry, if you make that shit, you owe me a cut, my damn it. You owe me something, my nigga. And with that being said, man,
Dre over this guy.
Dre over here zoning out. He already said, man, it's time to go. So
no, I was just saying, I don't know where we going with Tyler Perry at
this. Dre be trying to play me on the air, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know where we going, man.
I know, I don't know where we going with Tyler Perry. That's
what we were just talking about that.
I know what I'm saying, but like,
we're out of here.
No, you saw the episode of Black. I get it. I do need to watch that one.
I do too, yeah.
I didn't hear it was good.
I heard it was really good.
I don't know about the Madea situation. I don't even know if he... I thought he said he retired Madea.
He might have, but if it's money out there, shit.
I mean, the nigga,
we need a movie. The black people got money. Black people need a goddamn movie about fucking what we did during quarantine. You know, somebody, a white person, is gonna have a fucking made for TV ass movie as far as like the trials and tribulations they have to go through about fucking getting laid off from work and having to be home with their kids and all the struggle of having to homeschool their kids and shit. We need our own motherfucking movie, like us motherfucking doing shit. Well, like
call Jada and Will up, because Jada says she don't know Will at all.
Right.
So.
See, God, yo,
she was under the bus.
Look, but that'll be another discussion for next week. Bro, we can do that too.
Hey, listen.
Put that in the notes.
Listen, because I seen that shit, bro. I said, nigga. And they've been married for like a couple decades now. Yeah. So.
But I get it. Like I said, we'll say this for next week.
We got a lot of shit that we didn't get to this week.
We'll say
this
for next week, because we can go another 30, 45 minutes. I already know.
Yeah, we could.
So, we're going to say some shit for next week. So let's go ahead and fucking end this show, man. Thank you guys so much once again for tuning in. Like I said, if this is your first time, welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. We hope that you guys will come back next week. Like I said, we got a lot of shit left on the table that we got to fucking discuss. Hopefully, we're able to get a young lady on the show so we can definitely talk about this whole Henny Palooza, Deuce Palooza situation. That shit's been eating at me. But definitely, once again, if you haven't already, make sure you go to Linktree/That's Why We're Single to go ahead and follow us on all of our social media platforms. That includes Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And then, on that note, we out this piece. It's your man, DB.
It's your boy, Ellie to the motherfucking O-N.
Dre, with an A. Hey, hey, hey.
And that's why we're single. What about you?
Y'all gave all that advice. Y'all niggas is still